views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Thanksgiving week in the United States, and to all of you outside the states listening that are not caught up in our holiday, we want to celebrate not only what the year's been like, and for many of us in the energetic world, it's been an intense one. We have been moving and shifting greatly, but we also want to look at being excited about what's to come, about what we can create. So we're co-creators with Source, and prior to the show starting, I have been bringing in the Ascended Masters, the Archangels. We're going to do some wonderful work today. So get yourself excited about your passion, your dream. Get connected with your heart space. Again, I'm Leslie Fontaine, and I am just thrilled to be with you at this time. And our topic today is clearing the blocks, the double binds that can get in the way and cause us to feel absolutely frozen in our space. Some of us have been frozen for a decade. Some of us just a couple of weeks, and we hit this barrier. We don't know what it is. Well, today's show is about helping you identify the block, what it's about, why it's there, deciding if we really want to move it. And that's an interesting topic all by itself. And then if we do, what we can expect on the other side of that. So the way I describe a double bind is wanting to be in the mountains and at the beach at the same time. And that can be a little difficult to accomplish. I put it that way because that's one way to represent some of our conflicting goals. But I want to help you today get very clear on the essence of your desire. Because what you're going to find is that when you connect with the direction you're taking, the heart's passion that you have, there are some detours you take on the way. Maybe not detours, that's the wrong word, but certain intuitive direction that you receive, some inspired action you choose to take, and it can almost seem like it's taking you sideways. And in reality, it's part of your life lesson. It's part of you connecting with your essence, doing all that you can do in this lifetime to be all that you are. We are absolutely taking calls today. And if you'd like to be a participant today and serve up your co-created opportunity for clearing, let's do it. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. I want to give a shout out to Cincinnati. Just got back from that fabulous town. 2 days of amazingness, 2 days of amazing spirit shifting. People really serving up some wonderful stuff to shift, to work on, to move through. And that's what all of us are doing. Some of us are getting this a little more intensely than others. You know, we're finding that we are very tired. We are getting that third eye headache, wondering what that's about, trying to push ourselves through our day-to-day lives, our day-to-day work. And I want to encourage you, especially if you're in the States and this is potentially a holiday for you, I'd like you to think about taking at least a half day off and remove yourself from everyone if you can. This is you time 150%. I mean that. Get away. Get a piece of paper. Make sure it's blank. Get with your own thoughts. Write through the muck. Get through all the stuff. And then start bringing in your partnership with the spirit realm and noticing what's coming to you to shift. Why don't you make it Thanksgiving, New Year's Day all combined into one? Throw in Christmas there. Just make it a complete gift to yourself. Let's make this co-creation weekend, okay? Let's do it all over the world. And why don't you all write me about this? I would love to hear from you. Go to Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. And write me about what you chose to co-create today, what you chose to step into. And listen, no bringing out the wet noodle, no bringing out the whips and punishment and guilt and shame and all that garbage, okay? That's old stuff we don't need. It doesn't matter if you've been sitting on this baby for 10 years. I don't care. God doesn't care. It's all kind of timeless, okay? But if this is your moment, what we want to do is clear out what's gotten in your way to this point to create all that you are in this lifetime. Make sense? There's so much shame going around. We learned this in school. We learned this from our families. We learned this from our society. What have you not achieved lately? Okay, let's get over it. Let's get past this. This is a time for you to get connected with your essence. If you don't know what you want, which is like super common, it's get connected with the feeling. Get connected with a moment of joy that you've had in the past, something that just really connected with your spirit, your heart space. A lot of you right now are doing that, and I can feel you, and I appreciate that so much. So find out what that is and what's it like? Who's around you? Who are you with? What does it feel like? Is it more stuff? Really? Is it moving? Maybe. Is it a different job? Could be. Eventually, I've had so many clients that shift into their abundance, that clear out the blocks, and then they realize they're just fine where they are. So what's happening with you? What are you wanting to step into? So that's the kickoff for the show today. I just want you to take a look at some things. Also, on a final note before we take our first call, take a look at some of the blocks that you've recycled over and over and over again, where you've done this to yourself and explained to yourself, to your friends, and to everybody that'll listen, all the reasons why you are not doing what comes to you, okay? Because releasing the blocks is, first of all, just doing it. I haven't asked you to get a divorce. I haven't asked you to quit your job. I'm asking you intentionally right now to release every interference right now that's in your way. And now I want you to feel what comes into your heart space as you do that. What's the fear really about? The other thing I want you to think about is happiness. What is it to you? Are you thinking that happiness really, bottom line, is security, safety, being with the people you love? Or is it the result of being successful, the accolades, people appreciating you, your accomplishments? Or is it being famous? What is happy to you? We want to get to the bottom, really, of what that is for you. Because some people say, I just want to be happy. Really? Are you sure? Let's clarify what that word means. And it's okay if we come up with our new definition. So, Benny, who've we got?
We will start things off. And you'd like to join Leslie on the show today. Tammy has done that. But it's 800-930-2819 is the number. 800-930-2819. And like I said, we'll take Tammy now, calling in from Smoky Point. Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I am doing well. Happy co-creation holiday. I'm renaming it here.
Oh, good, good.
So what are we making? Help you with where to reside. Wow.
Well, I think I have a big block because I'm deciding on everything, where I should live. I went to Spokane, went to Oregon, I went to San Diego. In the past, since July, I have been traveling, and I'm in transition, and I don't know where to go. I don't know what's blocking me. I don't know what the deal is. I feel like people are just keep on interfering with me, and so that way I can't get my train of thought and figure out where I'm going. And I just say, leave me alone, but they won't.
Those
anyway,
darn
I don't
people.
Know if
what's with those
know,
people?
That's just my interpretation, but I don't even know if that's it or not. But
well, let's start with question number one. What are you trying to find? When you are doing all this moving around, what's the gut? What's coming up that you really are trying to find? Forget the name of the place and all this other stuff. Get to the essence of the feeling. What are you trying to find?
I want to find a town that I'm comfortable in, that I can just settle down and start being secure, because I haven't really been that secure for a period of time, and I just want to just get my head together and start doing things that I want to do, because I'm just, okay. just seems like
okay.
I'm just going around
one
in circles.
One thing at a time. Yeah, oh, I can feel
okay.
it. I can feel it for sure. So
yeah.
here's the
okay.
thing is that I don't know what makes you comfortable. So I'm just going to say this to you. What makes you comfortable? How do you know when you're comfortable? What does it feel like? You said security, which is really interesting.
Well, there is one town that I went to, Centralia, Sahelis, that area around there, and I felt good there. And I thought, well, you know what? That or Mount Vernon. Those are the two places that I felt comfortable in.
Okay,
and,
so stops, because we're on the radio, so I don't want to go too long on something. So
okay.
I hope you don't mind
those
if I just chop
places.
You up, okay?
Yeah.
So you felt That's comfortable. Fine. You know what feels comfortable. So why did you move
yes.
on?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, so you if haven't moved on. You're going to allow it to happen, okay? So here's the thing.
Yeah.
You've definitely got some stuff, you know, that's other people don't control your joy, okay? So let's just co-create right now what your space is right now. Let's go. What's your spiritual practice, by the way? Do you have any? Do you do any meditation or clearing or what are you trying to
yes,
find?
Yes.
Okay.
I do a lot of, you know, I believe in God. I do a lot of spiritual. I do meditation.
Okay. All right. So when you, so
walks.
I'm getting a lot of tightness in your heart space. So what would make you move on right now? You mentioned people are in your way, but ultimately, you know, it's an energy within you that's drawing a lot of what's going on. So what are people demanding from you that's so uncomfortable?
Well, there's two people. There's my boyfriend and my mom, and they do not get along. And one's pulling me one way, and the other one's pulling me the other way.
Okay, but I don't care what they think. You shouldn't either. So what's coming to you? Are you afraid of leaving them? Are you afraid that if you choose what you desire, what's in your heart space? What's going
well,
on with you?
My heart is to stay with my boyfriend, but then other times I just want to run away from both of them, but I always end up taking off with my boyfriend.
You know, so here's the thing. You got a cord with your mom, okay? So are you ready to let go of mom? And I don't mean that you never speak to mom again. I mean, I'm sure you're an adult now. Can you release mom? Can you?
You know,
I'm asking
use,
you to
I
release.
Use,
it's yes or no? Can you release her? In your spirit.
You know, right now I can't. I can't only because my brother just shot himself. So right now it's
I
been
see.
A really hard time. But that's what I have to do.
I
but
gotcha.
I have to do that.
Well, here's yeah. the thing. And you know, I would love to talk to you at another point. That is a huge, huge event to happen in anyone's life. And I do not minimize that one bit. So thank you for throwing that piece in, and I can understand that. But I want you to take this to heart, and we can talk another time. If you go to my website, just reach out to me. But one thing to realize is that when you release, you do not quit loving people. It means that it takes a different kind of energy. It shifts. So I'd like you to practice today just letting go of her and not thinking the whole world will fall apart if you let go of someone and something. But this is a big, big thing. And I'd like to talk to you at another point on this. Okay, you brought in a big doozy there. So, all right?
Okay.
All right. But okay. I'd like you to practice this releasing today.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. All right. We're going to go to break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some attachments.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm thrilled to share our Galeo's Cafe tip of the week. You know, we've been friends with Galeo's dressings and marinades. And by the way, I have been using the dressings and marinades for years. And now I cannot get enough of them. And I'm so thrilled about their latest additions. So here is a tasty treat for your grilled veggies. Or if you do corn on the cob, go for that too. Three options for three amazing nights of grilling. Marinate your veggies with the Galeo's Miso Southwest for a delicious, spicy kick. Then try the Miso Ranch or Caesar for a rich and creamy coating. I want to remind you, all of these dressing and marinades are non-GMO, gluten-free, low-fat, and sugar. So how does dressing get any better than this? For more information and go ahead and order online, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
Hello there, this is Leslie Fontaine taking your calls today on this fabulous holiday that I have renamed the Co-Creation Weekend. If you'd like to call in and walk through what you're looking to create, what you're stepping through, what seems to be getting in the way, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We have many things that we're wanting to step into in our lives. The first important question to ever ask yourself is, what is my essence? What is the ultimate desire that I have? Don't start with everything that's around you, okay? The events, the situations, the people. That's all outside of you, okay? And what's outside is what's within. So we want to shift what's going on in your solar plexus often, and there's few of you listening today where you're not standing in your power. One, you want someone else to give you the answer about who you are, and that is not going to happen. If you follow others in terms of looking for what you should or shouldn't do, you are ultimately going to be disappointed. Now, how do you get to the truth of who you are? It takes a little time. That's why I suggested that some of you take 4 hours. You can do this. 4 hours out of your holiday weekend to define who you are, to write out where you're going, to look at what's coming up in your spirit that you want to create and step into. Your abundance is fully and 100% available to you right now. Then we get down into what's standing in the way. Other people are outside of you, okay? I'm talking about doing an inside job, creating from within. Once we create from within, get the vision, get the idea, get the thought, then we put our energy toward it. When we start doing that, we notice all kinds of, to use a technical term, crap that comes up. Crap, what is that? It is interference. It is blockages. It is beliefs about what we can and can't do. Some of you are going to start explaining to me how you have to cook Thanksgiving dinner and you have to have the whole family around and you have to this and you have to that. And you're going to go on and on and on. I do not see a one of you with handcuffs on. That is not what's going on for Thanksgiving, okay? If it's all about this and all about that and other people being disappointed in you, it may be that your life lesson now is for you to be able to step into who you are and say to the family, to everyone, I am taking 4 hours out. Now, when you take time for yourself, and if you typically have not done that, there are people that are going to be upset with you. I rarely have seen people that have taken care of others and sort of been enabling get a really good warm fuzzy from people that we are enabling and supporting. And this can be at work. Some of you are staying late at work because you're afraid to disappoint your boss. Some of you are doing too much at home because you're afraid that the family will not love you anymore. One of the deepest things I find when I'm speaking and when I'm shifting people's energies is that when we are stepping into our passion, we are very sad because we want others to come along with us. When you get your brilliant idea, this thing that you're going to create, it's in your head. It hasn't gone to them yet because you probably haven't shared it with them yet. You may be afraid to share it with them. You may be afraid because they might ridicule you. They might shame you. You might feel bad. They might get you to justify something that's still in the incubator. You haven't brought it out into the grown-up world yet. You don't have all the plan yet. It's okay. But you're worried that others won't come along and won't support all that you are. So take a look at this part too, which is, why do I not create when I'm on my own? Is it a sense of powerlessness? Is it a sense that you're a victim? Is it a sense that you've got to do what everyone else does, not make waves, etc.? The next thing is, how happy can you be? Can you be happy without your stuff yet? Can you be happy without the manifestation of your dream yet? Can you be happy if your beloved has not shown up yet? Can you create and be joyful right now? Yes, you can. You know you can. Sometimes when someone's too happy, we look at them and go, what's wrong with you? Right? We're afraid to look that happy. We're afraid to be that ecstatic about anything. So we kind of tone it down. What are you doing at your personality level right now to not look too happy, not look too ecstatic, toe the line? Have you noticed when you've changed jobs, gone from one company to another, there's sort of a company culture, right? People have an attitude in one company. You go to the next one, it's a 180. There's a different kind of leadership. There's a different kind of energy. And you go, oh, well, I guess I've got to act like the people here. Over time, and I've noticed this even in my career, over time, we accumulate a lot of baggage and a lot of attitudes and a lot of perspectives and a lot of beliefs that really are surrounding us, you know, that has nothing to do with our own truth. So I'd like you to take a look at yourself and see what is true for you and what is true for your environment. This is a tricky one. It really is. It's tricky to find out what really is about you? Because then we enter another level of fear, which is, well, what will people think if I don't act like that anymore? That gets us closer to the real issue. So let's start clearing out the core fear in your heart space that you won't be accepted if you're different. All right? So I hope some of this is ringing some bells with you. But one thing we want to do is get to the essence of what your double binds are about, where you're getting stuck. We can be very goal-oriented. We can be looking at where we're going in life, what we want to achieve. I'd like you to take some of those goals and put them to the test of your own spirituality. Put them to the test of connecting with your own heart space. Are they your goals? I've met so many people who went and got degrees that had nothing to do with their own passions. They've been lawyers, doctors, all kinds of things. And really, they're not living their own life. They're living what someone else wanted for them. They thought they would be happy if they gave that person, whether a parent or someone else in their life, you know, what would make that person happy. That's not how it works. We still have that low-grade dissatisfaction, that disappointment that we didn't become that other thing that was in our hearts. I know a lot of people, too, who, you know, have you ever heard this one, you know, don't marry the first one you love? What's that about? That's somebody's opinion, right? That's somebody's opinion that says, oh, you don't have enough experience in this world. You shouldn't marry the first person you ever meet. Well, what if the first person you ever meet is the one for you, the one that's your soul partner, the one that is the one that you're going to grow with and take. You're just going to reject it out of turn because somebody told you, hey, don't fall in love. You know, don't marry the first one you fall in love with. What are some of the rules that you grew up with? What are some of the things that have come up for you so that when you get excited about something, you hear that voice, it comes in and it tells you, oh, but I really shouldn't do that. And so you squash it down. You just bring it down. So anyway, that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Gary and find out what's going on with him in terms of stepping into his co-creation. So we'll be right back.
Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip for the day. What is abundance? It isn't the same to all of us. So what's your personal gold? Is it the full expression of yourself in business, or in love, or in the creation of a book or product, or the service you offer? All of the above? When we step into allowing our joy that corresponds with our essence, we are literally coming out of the closet and making new choices. We look and sound different. We don't even talk about the same things anymore. We have a new spark. So wouldn't it make sense that it causes ripples and earthquakes around us? When you shift, you affect everyone around you. You're teaching people to step into all that they are, and they will come to you and say, what have you done? What makes you different? Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and let's go deep with your abundance.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Everybody, this is Leslie Fontaine. We are doing Sheer Alchemy, which is about doing a co-creation switch. And I'd like to remind you of the phone number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. So let's talk to Gary. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Great, thank you.
All righty. So what's going on with you?
The situation in life, it seems so negative, and more recently, it's something that would be looked upon as negative, and it's actually a blessing. I had been in touch with a a party who completed the process of biological immortality, where there are a couple of people that are left on Earth without having died. But they were discounted the idea of angels and the God concept, and the doctor was tragically struck down. It wasn't meant to be, and it was foggy, my vision of, where divine creation is. I can see, you don't fool with God, you know? So here I am today in my situation. Since last year, footsteps in the snow. I know there's a poem to that effect, and it had to be this way for me. You know, as I was away, walked away from the car, took pictures. They were lost also in storage. I heard of there's a poem, footprints in the sand. You know, saying that we are not alone. And it ran through my mind. And then I learned about the Conscious Talk Radio and, made the connection that got me back on track, okay?
Okay, so I just want you to know we're on radio, so I've got, another 30 seconds for you. So where do you want to go with this conversation?
Getting to the point. I've learned some incredible things that would like to apply things without, money being an object. I would like to leave behind a bit of a legacy. I'm at 61 now, and would like to establish a situation to apply geobiometry.
Okay. So, Gary, I'm going to stop you there. And so what I want to do is kind of address two things that I think would be relevant to a lot of the listeners today. One is I love the fact that Gary said he's 61. And can you tell me how many people you know that are talking about retirement at that point, that are talking about ending things or starting another life or going into retirement? And how many of those people do you know that are talking about co-creating? I remember a client of mine in North Carolina. She's 82, and she was working with me. And, you know, she was wanting to create a yoga studio. And I got to meet her, and she is just a fantastic little woman, just fantastic. So the thing is that we're talking about co-creation today. We're talking about what we can create, what we can step into. And again, let's bring in some of the ascended masters. Let's bring in the archangels. Let's not do this alone. Let's take a look at some of the contracts and agreements that we have. Let's release some of the heavy energies. There was just some heaviness, you know, going on in what Gary was sharing. So how do we lift some of the heaviness? Some of you are going into the holidays with a lot of dread. I can tell you that Thanksgiving has never been my favorite holiday. That is just the honest to God truth. The most joyous times I have had on Thanksgiving have been with street people and with the homeless. Absolutely, without question, because there's something about giving and participating, with people where it's quite meaningful. And so if this is a difficult holiday for you and you're dealing with a lot of darkness in your house right now, what I'd like you to do is practice bringing in some of your light beings. Bring them into your room. Go into your room. And we want to clear something out a bit with the seventh ray, which is a clearing of negativity. So if you haven't worked with the rays before, I'd suggest that you give it a try, where you bring in the seventh ray, which is to clear out any negativity in your space. Okay, first of all, can you allow yourself to have a space? I want you to fully ground. I want you to fully ground yourself and bring all your energy into present time. I want you to bring in the cosmic white light and fill your space with that also. We want to bring in the eighth ray for cleansing and washing. Okay, we want to remove some of the cords that you have between people. What are cords? These are some of the negative communication energies that you experience with people. You just see yourself recycling a negativity pact with some people. We never give up the unconditional love tie. I want you to experience just the connection heart to heart, spirit to spirit with some of those that are in your life you truly love. I want you to practice looking eye to eye with these, connecting spirit to spirit. And at Thanksgiving dinner, and with those that come into your home, I want you to practice that. That will so take your attention off of some of the uncomfortableness of these somewhat enforced holidays that we have at times. And I'm not talking to all of you. Some of you have some fabulous situations and are so good and adept at dealing with them. There are many of us that may not quite enjoy it in the same way or be in situations where we have no control. And also, you know, some of you may be alone on this holiday thinking there's something wrong with you that you aren't with family. We do have that rule, don't we, about not being alone on a certain holiday. So I want you to just really work on clearing out some of the negative energies. We're going to push your aura out 1,000 miles, giving you all the room to be all that you are. I want you to sit at that Thanksgiving meal with your presence, fully present. Bring in Archangel Michael. Put on his cloak of protection. Put on the pearlescent gold bubble of protection. I want you to really practice this stuff and see what happens. All right? And this is how we start to shift some of the negative energy. If you feel some grieving that's coming on, it's just the releasing that sometimes what we've chosen in our life and what we've decided to do with this day, this moment, this year, is maybe not all that we could have done. It's not all that we could have created. So now what do you want to do? Now that you know this, what do you want to do? Some of you are really lightening up in your heart space. Okay, you are all that. You are this powerful. So allow yourself to step into all that you are. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Several of you are trying to call in and you may be in your cars. You may be in places where you can't be on hold very long. Please, when you get to where you're going, just go ahead and try again. Today, I'm offering a gift of one of my meditational CDs called Transcending the Challenge of Discouragement. I absolutely love this meditational clearing CD. It is about when we're sort of in a difficult place, bringing in some of the powerful light beings first, allowing them to shift our energy, and then as we shift, we jump back into co-creation. I'd like to share with you that I've got some other CDs and some other products that are on my website that can help you step into creating all that you are. I also do sessions and classes around the country. I've done my last show for the year. It was absolutely wonderful, as mentioned, in Cincinnati. And upcoming next year in February, I will be back in Raleigh, North Carolina, and again in Chicago. So I hope you won't hesitate to come out and see me, but you can go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com, and see all of the upcoming events, the products, and also some of the sessions that I offer to help you clear personally what's going on with you. So let's talk a little bit about the role of others in our lives. Sometimes we really don't want to own what this means when we have some people in our lives that we feel are difficult. Why are they here? What's going on? You know, I often give the analogy when I'm speaking about when I show up at Starbucks or at some restaurant where the waiter is less than pleasant and actually almost rude. And instead of looking at that one, which is our first reaction, right, to go, what did I do? I look in myself and I go, wow, what in me brought that? When you do that, it's almost as if you don't even care that this one has showed up. You're wondering what within you disrespects yourself. What within you is a little fearful, afraid? So I'd like to challenge you right now about that. What within you right now doesn't respect your passion, doesn't respect your dream? What part of you is saying, well, I have to be here with my family. I have to stay in this town. I have to support so-and-so. Please change up the language. I choose to be in this town. I choose to spend Thanksgiving dinner in this place. I choose to be with these ones, my loved ones. I choose to be at this job. When you choose otherwise, you will leave. You will do something else. You will step into something else. What's holding you there? Fear. Follow the string. Follow it all the way. But let's get this idea out of blaming others or thinking we're a victim or thinking that we can't take care of ourselves. Many of you are adults. You're grown. You have made many changes and transitions in your life. If I asked you to make a list of all that you have done and walked through, let's say from the age of 15 on, I'm sure you could document many, many changes that you have stepped through and stepped through successfully. Have we all ever stubbed our toe? Yes. Have we all ever made a so-called mistake? Yes. But we hope we don't do it 13 times. We hope that we step into a new realization of, wow, you know, don't think I need to do that one anymore. I call it same energy, different outfit. Are you tired of recycling that thing over and over again? Let's switch up the contracts. You deserve better. So right now, we're going to go to break again, and don't hesitate to give us a call if you're interested in being one of our final callers. The number is 800-930-2819. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up with some of the co-creation stories that you could have for the new year. Bye-bye.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free. And you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com. Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Hello, everyone. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about our co-creation holiday. We're talking about you taking a 4-hour vacation this weekend to spend time with yourself, to spend time with all that you are, to look at what you're wanting to create. What we have is what we've created to this point. The people in our lives are what we've chosen to this point. You want to choose differently, you want to create differently, you want to make more, you're going to have to do some deep clearing, all right? So there's some things we just really don't want to own this. I tell people often that when I first started down the path of, you know, whether I was looking at the law of attraction or looking at what I was drawing into my life, I think I cried for 2 years. I could not believe how much negativity I had in myself. So do not be alarmed when you encounter all these things, I want you to know your pain will not kill you, okay? You are not lying in the hospital in the emergency room with this stuff. You are going to encounter some decisions and choices that you have made, but don't stop there. I want you to go to the essence of the reason you made the choice. Go to the very bottom, to the core, why you chose the partner you're with, why you're in the job that you're in. What are the beliefs that are the pillars sustaining your choices? Is it the economy? Is it the fear? Is it that you can't overcome the energy of those that are around you? And often the people around us are sapping us dry. They are energy siphons. They're draining us. They're energetic vampires is another word for it. Okay? Is it too much for you? Is it time to learn how to protect your field? Sometimes one more person shows up in our circle as a challenge for us to learn how to protect our field. You are not here to have your energy hijacked. You do no world service when that happens. So are you with people that by the time they're done with you, you are wiped? You have nothing left to give. So I'm going to ask you honestly, is that how you want to continue? Is that what you want going forward for the next 10 years? Yes, 10 years. Is that what you want? Ask yourself honestly. Go into your heart. Do you believe you can be happy? When I ask you that question, do you get to the core of, well, I can't because? All right, list it all out. This is your archaeological dig. List it all out. What are all the reasons that you've decided you can't? Now go to the bottom of it. Is it worthiness? Is it that you're not worthy to be happy? You're not worthy to have all that you are? Or is it ultimately that the ones you've chosen to have in your life won't come with you and that you'll be alone in your passions? So this is where the double binds occur. We have a passion. We have a dream. We have a desire. We have abundance that we can draw into our lives. And the next thing we know, we have other people's thoughts about us, the desires they have for our time, the desires they have for what we do for them. When you stop serving others and you allow them to take care of themselves a little more, they are going to make noise. They are not going to be very pleased with who you are and what you're doing and the choices you're making. Can you withstand that? If not, this is another step into your life lesson. This is another place where you get to take a look and go, why is it that I wilt every time someone else wants my time? Every time someone says something disapproving to me, why am I such a people pleaser that I want to give in and give up? So when you're following a spiritual path, it isn't to be more content. It isn't just to be nice. It isn't just to be, just this saint that never has any kind of feelings one way or the other. When you're on this path, it's to come through, clear and heal the blocks that get in your way of stepping into your truth. And if one of them is that you continually give yourself up, you continually give away your time, and you continually let others hijack your dreams, that is serving you in some way. Now you ask, how on earth could that serve me? Okay, are you ready for this one? It's that you don't want to take responsibility for stepping into your passions and desires. I can speak to this because I am very experienced. I have done this one many, many times. I have explained to people my background, my life, my pains, my sorrows, my parents, my schools, my countries, where I've been, you name it. I can go on. But now that I choose to own it today, this moment, right now, so take this into your four-hour sabbatical this weekend. You're taking on, what am I blaming everybody else for in terms of what I'm not stepping into in my life? Will everybody come along with you? No, they will not. Are you encountering some agreements that you have with some energies? You know, it's not the first time that these have come around. It's not your first time at this rodeo. So now let's choose to release. Okay, I'm going to walk you through 3 minutes right now of releasing some of the cords and contracts that are in your way that are keeping you from stepping into all that you are. Again, we've already brought in the archangels, the ascended masters, and right now I'm going to go into your heart space. And we're clearing out the agreements and the contracts, the tracking devices that keep you from stepping into all that you are. We're releasing these agreements that keep you at operating a level less than all that you are. They keep you in a submissive position. They keep you in a people-pleasing position. Just see yourself letting these go. Don't associate personalities and people with it right now, even though you know who they are. Release them now because they can come back in another outfit, right? Let them go. going into your solar plexus, clearing out any agreements and contracts that keep you operating in less than your power, that keep you operating in a subservient way, asking permission to be here. Now we're going into your sixth, which is your intuitive guidance, and we're clearing out all agreements and core fear that keep you from following the intuitive guidance that comes to you, that keep you from following because you're afraid of making a mistake. We're just releasing that core fear. So we're doing a full wash through your field, removing all of the agreements and contracts that keep you in core fear, that keep you from operating fully in all that you are. We're going into your mental field and letting go of a lot of beliefs that are not your own, that you were raised with, that you were taught, and in your spirit you knew were not true for you. Letting them go. Any concepts of money, concepts of what country you could live in, concepts of what kind of job you were qualified for, or how smart you were, or how beautiful you are, releasing all of that. All right? I want you to continue to do this, going through your entire chakra column, going through your meridians, and just allowing yourself to let go of this. Will you feel some angst? Will you feel some a little fear about it? You may, because it's new, and we always have a fear that our loved ones will no longer love us. They will no longer come with us. Otherwise, we would be true to who we are. So once again, I'd like to tell you how to find me. My website is lesliefontaine.com, LesLieFontaine.com. The number you can reach me at is 678-665-3366. You can also write me at leslie@lesliefontaine.com. If you'd like a session with me, we would go into your specific life, your scenarios, and we would clear out some of the interferences that are keeping you from stepping into your truth, stepping into your abundance, stepping into all that you are. I also have some CDs that will help you walk through some meditations and clearing of the interferences in your own field. It's different every time. It's amazing just the results that people have from this. And also some teaching about what abundance is for you. It's not the same for all of us, is it? So I want to wish you all a fabulous co-creation holiday. I want you to enjoy your 4 hours, commit to that, give it to yourself, and even notice what happens when you give yourself that kind of time. Okay? It's going to be very special. I hope you will write me about it and let me know how you do. This is again Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. Look forward to talking with you again.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about your retirement. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them, the Dijonnais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm thrilled to share our Galeo's Cafe tip of the week. You know, we've been friends with Galeo's dressings and marinades. And by the way, I have been using the dressings and marinades for years. And now I cannot get enough of them. And I'm so thrilled about their latest additions. So here is a tasty treat for your grilled veggies. Or if you do corn on the cob, go for that too. Three options for three amazing nights of grilling. Marinate your veggies with the Galeo's Miso Southwest for a delicious spicy kick. Then try the miso ranch or Caesar for a rich and creamy coating. I want to remind you, all of these dressing and marinades are non-GMO, gluten-free, low fat, and sugar. So how does dressing get any better than this? For more information and go ahead and order online, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.